The Ghana Maritime Authority has denied reports that a hijacked tanker carrying 5,000 tons of oil from a port in Cote d'Ivoire has been seen in Ghanaian waters. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the chief executive of the authority, Peter Isakazuma, said his outfit, upon hearing the story, carried out a series of investigations to find out the truth of the report, saying that it is collaborating with the naval command to ensure adequate protection and security in Ghanaian waters. Mr. Zuma spoke to Baba Otu.
I also heard the story, and I requested my field officers, particularly the director in charge of Akrade, Captain Austin. He did investigation with the Navy and also the Air Force, and the conclusion was that nothing of that sort has come to our waters. In fact, they indicated the coordinates where the vessel was moved to, and the Navy sent their vessel patrols around the place, but anything of that sort. So we have not got the belief to feel that we have such a vessel within our waters.
Okay. In instances of this, how safe is our coast and our oil, should anything of such happen?
I can assure you that maritime waters are safe. You know, government has just acquired new vessels, and the Navy, they are making patrols. And the occasional surveillance by the Air Force, and they are also putting in place a maritime traffic management information system that will give us electronic surveillance of our maritime domain to give us an increased awareness about what is happening within our maritime system. So we have measures well put in place, and even more advanced and scientific measures that we are putting in place to ensure that we don't have anything of this sort in our waters.
What should be done to avert such things in our waters?
It's a collaborative effort. The Ghana Maritime Authority, the Navy, the Air Force, all the security agencies, including the stakeholders, even the shipping lines themselves. Safety is a question of a collective effort.
So what kind of promises are you giving us so far as our protections available to vessels in Ghanaian waters?
As long as we have neighboring countries with problems of piracy and armed robbery, I can only assure you that we do the best we can to protect our waters. But invariably, we have situations where some of these travel into our innocent waters. But that means that we should check our border points very well. And that is what the Navy is doing.
That was the chief executive of Ghana Maritime Authority, Peter Isakazuma.